is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, all of our new video content is at Rumble. Our Rumble channel is online at rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But you get all of our video content at our website, skywatchtv.com, or through our free mobile app. Tell you how to get that before the end of our program. Topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. This past week, the United States government has had to walk back 2 insanely incendiary statements by President Joe Biden. I contend that this is why Press Secretary Jen Psaki caught COVID. I'm sure she did take ill, but it's just interesting that she's missed both of President Biden's most recent trips to Europe because, in my view, she just didn't want to have the job of walking back stuff that her boss had just said. The first comment was when he told the troops over the weekend that he described what they would see once they arrived in Ukraine.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you've been there. You're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, "I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground." They're incredible.
Now, implying that the troops are about to be sent into a war zone to confront a nuclear-armed power, Russia, was, to say the least, just a bit shocking. Was President Biden misspeaking, or was he revealing something that had not yet been made public? Well, we don't know, but again, the White House had to walk this back. Later, he seemed to declare his intentions to overthrow President Putin of Russia. We talked about that yesterday. His dangerous rhetoric has been aggravating a situation that is already tense, to say the least. Putin is no dummy. He has seen what's happened to other world leaders who have dared to run afoul of the foreign policy cartel inside Washington, D.C. Think Saddam Hussein or Muammar Gaddafi, whose body was dragged through the streets and violated with bayonets after his death. And this happened after Gaddafi had given up his weapons program and agreed to help NATO with its war on terror. We know now, thanks to WikiLeaks' release of Hillary Clinton's emails some years back, that the real reason NATO went to war with Muammar Gaddafi was because he had dared to introduce a gold dinar, a currency that was to replace the French currency, the franc, used in some parts of North Africa to this day. Nicolas Sarkozy, then the president of France, didn't like that very much, and so NATO began bombing, and Gaddafi wound up being bayoneted in the streets. So, bottom line is this. Joe Biden's handlers compelled him to walk back his statements again on Monday after other world leaders criticized his rhetoric as reckless. And what's astonishing about all this was that for not the first time, Joe Biden let cameras get a look at the childlike talking points given to him by his handlers. I mean, good grief. Tough Putin Q&A talking points. In my own words, I was expressing the moral outrage I felt towards the actions of the man. I was not articulating a change in policy. I think a relevant question that the press should have asked at this conference was, how is it that your handlers know what our questions are going to be in advance? Moving on, Russia has announced it's cutting down on its military activity in the north of Ukraine near the capital of Kyiv. This is according to a Russian official after the latest round of peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine taking place in Turkey. That said, it's also being reported that a private military contractor, a Russian military contractor, the Wagner Group, has been deployed to eastern Ukraine. This is according to Britain's Ministry of Defense. In other words, Russian soldiers aren't getting the job done, so they're paying mercenaries to go in and do it. This is according to, again, the British MOD. They say the Wagner Group's expected to bring up to 1,000 mercenaries to take part in combat operations in Ukraine. Thousands of mercs from Wagner have been deployed in Syria since 2015. You might remember U.S. Marines encountered a group of Wagner mercenaries and took them out. U.S. and EU considered the group to be basically an extension of the Russian military. Moscow denies that Wagner Group even exists. Moving on, topic number 4, poisoned or not, Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich and 2 other men reportedly suffered symptoms including red eyes, constant and painful tearing, and peeling skin on their hands and faces. This is reported by Sky News in the UK. This was after a meeting on Ukrainian territory on March 3rd. Abramovich reportedly lost his vision went blind for several hours. Investigative website Bellingcat said the symptoms were consistent with poisoning with chemical weapons. However, a U.S. official said Monday the intelligence highly suggests that the cause was environmental and not poisoning. Now, bear in mind that Bellingcat, which is often cited by Western media as a source revealing the activities of Russian intelligence and in Syria, disclosing war crimes by the Assad regime, Bellingcat is funded by both the United States government's National Endowment for Democracy and the European Union. The NED is allegedly a non-government organization, but is funded by the U.S. Congress, and it essentially is doing overtly things that the CIA did back in the 60s and 70s, covertly, you know, spreading democracy. In other words, Bellingcat is essentially bought and paid for by Western intelligence services. So this claim of a chemical weapon used against the Russian oligarch Abramovich, take that with a grain of salt. Abramovich is the owner of the Chelsea Football Club in the UK. He's been sanctioned by the government there over Russia's invasion. But here's the weird thing. He was seen in videos at the peace talks in Turkey. Now, he's not an official representative of the Russian government. He is reportedly not a member of the formal team negotiating the peace deal, but Ukraine's ambassador to Britain, Vadim Prosteko, told the BBC, "I have no idea what Mr. Abramovich is doing there. He's not part of the negotiation team, but he is there." And according to the Kremlin, Abramovich had previously played a role in talks between Russia and Ukraine. Making sense out of all of this, trying to discern the truth from the propaganda coming from both sides, from all sides in this, is not an easy task. Topic number three, Ukraine and the Great Reset. This raises another question. As we've reported, Ukraine and Russia together produce about 30% of the world's wheat exports, about 15% of the world's corn exports, 30% of barley exports. Russia alone supplies about 15% of the world's fertilizer. And according to the corporate media now, the war is causing fertilizer costs to skyrocket, except that they were going up before the war started. All of the media seems to agree that this is just an unintended consequence. Who could have seen this coming? But is it really an accident? It appears that this is exactly what globalist elites want to happen. The Biden regime not preventing these catastrophes, it appears to be provoking them, which is why we ask these questions. Did Joe know what he was saying? Did he really say what he was meant to say? Was it really an accident this is out there? Or is it like an attorney who says something in a courtroom? The judge says, strike that from the record. Okay, you can strike it from the official record, but it's still in the minds of the jury. It appears that we are the carbon footprint that globalist elites want to reduce. It's been little more than a year that we've gone from build back better to get ready for a global famine. China appears to have been preparing for this, by the way. China is one of the big donors to the World Economic Forum because China sees the value in the World Economic Forum's goal of kneecapping the middle class in the West. China, according to a report from the bankers at JP Morgan, while the world is short on commodities, China is not, given that they started stockpiling commodities since 2019, currently hold 80% of global copper inventories, 70% of corn, 51% of wheat, 46% of soybeans, 70% of crude oil, and over 20% of global aluminum inventories, end quote. You might recall that 2019 was the year that COVID-19 broke out in Wuhan, China. Does that sound like a coincidence or an accident? Topic number two, crime. FBI released its quarterly uniform crime report last week. There's a curious note on the homepage of the FBI connected to this report. For this quarterly release, due to agency participation being under the 60% threshold, data trends by region and aggregate population group will not be available. In other words, it appears the FBI is claiming that not enough police agencies submitted data used by the FBI to prepare national crime statistics. That really doesn't make sense, since providing statistics is not really optional. In other words, Democrats who run the largest cities here in the United States will be able to point to the FBI's crime statistics and claim, without context, that the crime rate those evil Republicans have been pointing to as evidence of Democrat mismanagement of our cities is going down. not because it's actually going down, but just because the FBI didn't compile the statistics because these police departments just didn't prepare them, either accidentally or for some other. Maybe this is what happens when you defund the police. Well, coming up, a great big hole in the earth. What could possibly go wrong? That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Purportedly a solution to energy crises. Topic number one today, a big, big hole. A pioneering energy company called Quaise has attracted some serious attention for its plan to dig deeper into the Earth's crust than anyone has dug before. This is a spinoff from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They've raised a total of $63 million in funding, which is a pretty good start. The plan is to combine conventional drilling methods, digging into the crust of the Earth, with a megawatt-powered flashlight, essentially, a maser, to dig down more than 12 miles in a matter of months. At those depths, according to the report, the heat of the surrounding rock heats temperatures, or the surrounding rock can hit temperatures of about 500 degrees Celsius, which is enough to transform any liquid water pumped down there into a vapor-like supercritical state that's perfect for generating electricity. Again, though, deeper than anyone has gone before. So what can possibly go wrong? Geothermal is an underutilized energy source, but let's just hope we don't run into the Morlocks or the Chuds or anything on the way down. Skywatch TV is gearing up for our next virtual conference. More than two dozen world-class speakers on geopolitics and theopolitics, end times prophecy as well. Dr. Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling authors like Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Joel Richardson, dynamic speakers, Pastor Carl Gallups, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, many, many more. We got some new voices too, like Mondo De La Vega, Zach Drew. You'll find the complete list of speakers and get a place to register there as well. Just follow the big red button that says click here to sign up, and do it by April 15th and take advantage of the $10 early bird discount. The unveiling launches live on the internet May 13th, 2022, 12:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone in the U.S. on May 13th. Every presentation will be available for 90 days for you to watch in any order you choose. And again, sign up by April 15th. Get $10 off. DefenderConference.com is the website, DefenderConference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Skywatch TV's digital magazine, the E-Magazine, is available at free. Tom Horn's got an article this month on inviting those pagan entities who rule over America. That's just one of the compelling articles you'll get with Skywatch TV's E-Magazine. It's available for free at the website. You'll find it at the right-hand column, in the right-hand column at skywatchtv.com. But if you scan the QR code on your screen, it'll take you right to the archive for Skywatch TV's E-Magazine. It's an enhanced PDF, so you can click on links within the document and navigate around inside of it. Again, Skywatch TV magazine, always free, available online or through the QR code on your screen. Skywatch TV talking end times prophecy this week with experts Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, and Pete Garcia. They join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but if you add Roku or Apple TV, or the app to Roku or Apple TV, it's a free app, gets you access to all of our video content, including these daily news updates. You could also download our free mobile app, which not only brings all of our video programming right into your smartphone or tablet, and from there you can cast the video content to your, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, probably compatible with Google's AirPlay or Apple's AirPlay. Google is called Chromecast. That's a way to watch it on the big screen from your mobile device, but it also gets you important news updates and a calendar of our upcoming events. The mobile app available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got links to the app stores so you can download the app that's right for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.